Uplifting life songs. It is the Afternoon Drive with Daniel and Alan. And our guest on the show today was the lead singer of the Newsboys for over 20 years before starting his solo career. He just released his second solo album titled Sun and Shield. And he's currently on a big tour with Third Day, Mandisa, and more, which will be in Baton Rouge tomorrow night. Let's bring in our guest, Peter Furler. How's it going, Peter?
Hey, good, Daniel. How you doing?
We're doing really, really well. We know that you guys have been on this tour for a while now, and throughout your career, you've been on the road a ton. We were wondering, is there a certain piece of home that you like to bring with you to make life on the road a little bit easier?
Yeah, I bring my wife with me.
Ah, great choice.
Yes, good choice. She likes it, I like it, and we're all happy.
That is excellent, and a great answer for that as well. Now, I know you've been on the road with lots of bands throughout your career. Are you deemed as more of a prankster, or are you more the one getting pranked normally?
No, you know, I kind of had this I guess I put off a vibe of don't mess with me. back in, it must be the shaved head or something, but back in the day, you know, there was definitely a few pranks left, right, and center. I was usually known for the guy that if you pranked him, beware, because the repercussions will be tenfold.
I can see that. I've always heard that you don't want to mess with a guy who has a shaved head. That's been my motto.
That's good. Yeah, shaved head and carries a big stick.
Well, I know that when you're on the road a lot, you may have some downtime and maybe have some time to just spend wasting away. What's your biggest waste of time throughout the tour that you have? Do you like going to coffee shops, or like what do you like to do to spend your downtime on the road?
Well, you know, a lot of times my wife and I, we bought an RV a while back, and that was, I don't know if it was necessarily a waste of time, but we spent a lot of time. I drove myself, and I drove her, so we kind of, you know, we traveled just about everywhere you could, and I had this bright spark idea to buy an RV, and that's a recreational vehicle for any folks that don't know what that is. So, you know, I drove that, I did about 110,000 miles.
Wow.
Around America a bunch of times, into Canada, into Mexico, going to shows, and so that was definitely a lot of miles, and but great memories too. Sleeping at KOA campgrounds and Walmart supercenters.
Very nice. That sounds like a lot of fun. Well,
you
have got a brand new album out that some of our listeners may not have had a chance to hear just yet. It's under a slightly new name, the Peter Furler Band. Tell us a little bit about Sun and Shield and some of the music off this album.
Well, it's you know, it's three-piece rock, you know, kind of very uncluttered. You know, these days with software and you know, a lot of artists can sometimes overproduce records and pile on a bunch of tracks. This was a project really in mind of just keeping it stripped back and uncluttered and going for the performance more than trying to fix the performance. And so, you know, and making a record that you could produce live without having, you know, backing tracks or pre-recorded music behind you and all that stuff. And so, you know, and I made it, you know, with good friends. And you know, I had started out my first solo record without a band per se. And it just wasn't for me. You know, I like friends, and I like being part of something.
Yeah.
And, you know, and so it was having Dave Kazarian, formerly of Super Chick and Audio Adrenaline, with me, and Jeff Irizarry, who's been with me since the early days of my solo records, on drums. It just seemed a natural thing to do, you know, to put it all together and, hey, let's make a band, you know.
Very cool. Want to check out the great album Sun and Shield for yourself? You can go to peterfurler.com. And tomorrow night is the big night, as you guys will be at the Baton Rouge River Center Arena for the show at 6:30 p.m. Tell us a little bit about what we can expect at the show tomorrow night.
Well, you know, a lot of great artists and great people, which usually make great artists, but the whole show is very, 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 very diverse. You know, you've obviously got Brandon Heath and Mandisa and myself, and then you've got Third Day and Skillet. You'll Be as Human, great rock band, and there's sort of something there for everybody. It's very energetic, and it flows really well. It kind of works, you know, and which which on paper you look at it, you go, wow, that's an interesting lineup, but it really does work. And it's been packed out every night, so if you don't have your tickets, you better get them. And, but it's been a great time, great fun, great fellowship.
Very cool. It does sound like a lot of fun. I'm looking forward to seeing it for myself. And speaking of tickets, as you just mentioned, there are still some available to see Peter Furler Band live in concert with Third Day, Brandon Heath, Mandisa, and more. That is tomorrow night, 6:30 p.m. at the Baton Rouge River Center Arena. If you're interested in getting some of those tickets for this great show, you can check out Ticketmaster.com.
On the Afternoon Drive here at Life Songs, our listeners know we like to have a lot of fun. And so, Peter, we were wondering if you'd be up for playing a little game with us this afternoon and having some fun.
It sounds like I don't have a choice, really.
Oh, it's going to be fun. We can promise you that. The game is called TV Tunes, and it works a little bit like this. We'll play a clip from a well-known TV theme song. Basically, you just have to finish it and tell us which one it is. And if you do, if you can get at least two out of the four correct, then we will play a song off of an additional song off of your new album, Sun and Shield.
We're going to be in trouble here. I don't even watch TV. this should be a lot of fun.
Okay,
we'll just give it a shot and see what happens. And if you don't get two out of four, well, we'll still give you a nice pat on the back, okay?
Yeah.
Here we go. Here is song number one.
Whatever happened to predictability? The milkman, the paper boy, evening TV.
Oh, my goodness. I would not have a clue.
Think 90s.
I was going back to Gilligan's Island.
Oh, you're going back even further then. All right. That first one was Full House. I don't know if you ever watched any of those reruns or some of the first ones.
No, man. I was in a rock and roll band sleeping in the back of a van.
That's right.
There you
go. We couldn't afford a TV.
There you go. All right. We'll give this one a shot. See how you fare on this.
You know we got a mystery to solve. Scooby-Doo, be ready for your act. Don't hold back.
Oh, Scooby-Doo.
Yeah!
There you go.
All right, so you got one. You just need one more to get that song, and we'll air that for all of our listeners.
Yeah, it really helps when the title's in the song.
Yeah, I know, right? All right, here's number three.
Till the one day when the lady met Miss Fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch.
Oh, you're making it too easy now. Okay, Brady Bunch, I get that one.
All right. This last one, I think you will get without a problem. It is a very classic cartoon. Here is song number four.
Yep, that's the Flintstones.
All right.
See, you did better than you thought.
Yeah.
I did. I you know what? Somehow I must have watched more TV than I thought I did.
I guess so. Well, congrats to you. You got three out of the four songs this afternoon. What a great job with our TV tunes you did. And that means we're going to share one song off of your new album, Sun and Shield, with our listeners this afternoon. What song would you like to pick?
Boy, I would go with the song. I'd go with the title tracks.
All right, we'll have that coming up next. Thanks again, Peter, for joining us on the show this afternoon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate all you do.
All right, and don't forget, you can catch Peter Furler and his band live tomorrow night at 6:30 p.m. at that Baton Rouge River Center Arena with Third Day, Mandisa, Brandon Heath, and more. For tickets and more info, check out Ticketmaster.com.